From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting a departmental organizational chart. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Buscaglia.
Yes, sir.
How about your report?
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we put together this org chart as requested to give you an idea of what the, in our eyes, the department is going to look like in 2012.
Okay.
From the top on down. And that's what we were asked to do. We were asked to put as many names in as we possibly could. As I can see, we had put some, and we didn't get all the way down. We had quite a few of the names in there. So, as requested. As you can see, basically the Department of Public Works is no longer part of the department. It's strictly going to be Department of Transportation.
Any questions on this? Sorry, Ms. Javits?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Buscaglia, how do you have any comments as we're... Well, let me back up a little bit. So, unfortunately, I don't... And if my colleagues can correct me, I don't remember seeing this in the budget. Did we get this org chart in the budget? Obviously, not as complete, I don't believe.
No.
No. The reason why I asked for the org chart, because we were trying to go back to the public works, since it did not go as planned. So we need to make sure we understand what the chart looked like. So we, the supervisor understand what's going on. So we.
I totally appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. All I was going to say is it's not you, but I wish we had it a little bit sooner. But I really appreciate your work trying to always get us the most information on this committee, which I don't think is too much to ask for. But that being said, that prevented me from asking some of these questions in the budget, knowing that we didn't have this in front of us. But what I'd like to know with that context is, and I don't know, trying to see who's here, but I saw Pat. Is Pat Farley from here? Oh, Batia's here. Okay. Because I think it'd be a question, not for Mr. Buscaglia now, that I'm asking it is specifically about facilities. Because on this committee, facilities are under our purview.
And it still reports this.
Yeah, no, it's, I was like, I saw this wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello. What I was asking about...
Don't have a seat. Don't have a seat.
Yeah, about sure. The new org chart. I was hoping, actually, to get a similar... org chart from what's missing from here, because that still reports to this committee.
Oh, sure.
And that would be, you know, facilities and, okay.
Ooh. Oh, well.
If I ask, I shall receive. That's nice.
When I understood that you had asked for this, I assumed you would probably right. want this one.
Okay. Well, so that's exactly what I was going to be looking for, and then...
let's see which one's better.
More paper.
Okay.
And Mr. Farley, now...
Mr. Howe, you might want to sit down right there, too, okay?
So am I to understand, Mr. Farley, now either you or your two department heads in facilities, and obviously I know architectural engineering, are they going to be reporting to this committee every month now?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was actually in budget language specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
the
they'll
reporting
be
structure stays the same.
And then I guess the other thing is... could you, now that it's a done deal and you have facilities, architectural engineering, here we go, this will help me. Oh, okay.
And this is the same one that was in the budget.
Yeah, this was, but the other one wasn't.
Right.
So
right.
That's why it's clearing things up a little bit more. So with the facilities and maintenance, and the facilities and maintenance division under DAS, are those, this one doesn't have names.
Yeah.
So, you know, us supervisors, when we get calls every day, we need to know. We would like some names here because we need
sure.
to know who to call. Unless you want us to call you and you can direct us.
No, Mr. Farley, will you do a
revision
sure.
of this and we'll put names in there and phone numbers also.
Yeah, that's no problem
on this one too.
Yeah, yeah. And especially obviously under transportation, a lot of calls we're about to be getting are the highways and the plowing. Mm-hmm. That's about the time
sure.
whether we like it or not. But back, Mr. Chairman, I'll round up here. Back on the. On the DAS structure here.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering two things. I guess I would need to know who is in charge of facilities maintenance now.
It's the same as it was before.
Oh, okay.
Who was that person?
Gary.
Gary who?
Wozniak.
But no. Is that, so okay. This is right here, he's facilities management division, reporting directly to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last question I had was for sustainability. That wasn't, I mean, that's a research that we're looking for the best talent starting now to
right.
hire someone January 1st.
Right. It's going through the HR. Because it's a new position, as I understand it, it has to go through the HR process to be classified, et cetera, to get out in, I believe the earliest would be January.
And the last thing about that is the sustainability one historically was under architectural and engineering reporting to Greg High, historically our halftime person, and that was under Transportation and Public Works pre-reorg.
Mm-hmm.
So now I actually do believe that sustainability, while it has so much to do with facilities, of course there'll be a great partnership, but one thing I had heard previously that was an obstacle for us, and I'm sure Mr. High knows, is that previously not being housed in DAS, there were some departments and department heads that, you know, maybe were less willing. And now that we have it in literally the house of the numbers, I think it will be beneficial. So I'm hoping for more frequent updates on that with this, because this is a brand new place.
Right.
Brand new place for sustainability. We'll finally have a director. And so that's of great interest to this committee and myself, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Washa.
I think, Mr. Chairman, well, it's nice to have all these little charts and stuff. I think it's appropriate that we get a written report from both DAS and from now Department of Transportation, what the scope and responsibilities of each department is, along with what was requested for the contact information for each department. And what I'd like, too, in that written report is an explanation on the cross-charge process that will come through, that now that we have this, DAS on steroids kind of department here with facilities in it, and how those cross-charges will be affected, and the how the change in relationship will be. Along with, I'd like to know, especially on this Department of Administrative Services side, if there are any plans to change vendors or contract or new vendors in replace of county employees' privatization effort.
No.
No, put in a written report.
Oh.
I want something on paper. I think it's amazing that we literally have taken, I would say, anywhere from 15% to 20% of county government here, and it's covered by about three paragraphs in the budget, and then now today we have two flowcharts. You just don't do that. And I'll tell you, that's why I was very upset in the budget that the county exec proposes reorganizing a big chunk of county government, and one that's vital. I mean, highways are not something to take lightly. It's a huge part of our economy, the transit system.
All of the issues on that, along with the concerns that we've had when it comes to the upkeep of our facilities, and there was absolutely no communication between the administration and the county board on this. And I think it is extremely disrespectful that you think you can come in here with a flow chart and that's it. So I would like to see a written report that actually describes the functions and responsibilities of each department, and that this board, that we can review it and make our comments on it. And I really don't think we should waste too much more of our time on this until we get that report.
Okay, before anything else, Supervisor Washington, I requested the flow chart because I want to make sure that we understood that they did not bring this to general setting. I request that, and I thank them for bringing this flow chart forth. But now we have information that we need to have. In the January cycle, I would like, as Supervisor Washa Edwards stated, that he wants information and have that back to me. And again, I want to thank both departments for bringing forth so we can understand exactly how this is going to be flowing. And that's what I would like for the next meeting. Thank you very much. Anything else, Supervisor Washa?
Well, I appreciate your efforts, and it just, I guess, underscores the point that it took the chair of the Transportation and Public Works Committee to get the basic information that this county committee and the county board should have received literally 6 months ago, so that we could have made an appropriate decision in the budget-making process.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions on item number five? Supervisor Hodge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Item four.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to the proposed the creation of a separate Department of Transportation, which would include the Highway Division, I'm curious if this would give the county government any way to ensure that we have greater oversight of the work that is being done on the road, mm-hmm. and to the roads. Specifically, I want to make sure that we don't have another East Layton Avenue, which east of Howell, towards 794, it's a washboard. And when people come to Milwaukee and they drive down that street, they get a very bumpy ride, which is not a pleasant experience, and it's even worse for the folks that live there when they have semi-trucks going over that washboard road, ka-doom, 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 which is not fun to experience late at night. My question then, Mr. Chairman, would having this under DAS in the numbers realm, or something like that it was called, would that give us any greater ability to ensure that good work is being done for us, and could it help us ensure that the work is performed to code and to good standards?
Mr. Bizzacci, then Mr. Farley, then Mr.
Well, Supervisor Haas, the roads are still going to fall under DOT. Mm-hmm. That's not going to fall under DOS. So if there's going to be any reporting, we'll provide you whatever it is that you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can provide that for you. I can provide you an update when I come in here on the highways, if that's what you want. We can do whatever it is that you want. I understand that that's a sensitive project for you, as projects in all your areas are sensitive. So we can give you whatever it is you need.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. I was actually going to
defer to him.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Haas?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Busilaki, for clearing that up. I turn the floor. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to come in?
Don't be shy.
No. Supervisor Thomas. This is a strange thing.
Just a quick comment, because the phrase best and brightest, which always makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, was brought up again, and I will stand on my pulpit once again. Well, now that we're going to be hiring a number of people to fill these departments, I want to ensure that they're reflective of this community. We've always had the best and brightest as if it's some tagline that only these people, only this specific group, and I'm going to say it like that, specific group are able to perform the services here. Nothing in the county is unable, or there's always a way to show and train someone. So I want to make sure that when we're bringing people forward, I don't want any surprises. You guys know if you come, and we met this morning, and I thought it was a great opportunity to meet with you, and I'm looking forward to working with you. But I said in the past, if this person doesn't really reflect, I think, this community, and if I don't feel they meet the requirements for this, for the job description, don't send them to my office. Mm-hmm. Let's save us all the time and trouble. And I will advocate as best I can to get them to leave. Mm-hmm. I've said it before. I'm going to continue to say it. I have no shame in it. And when we say best and brightest, I want to make sure it's reflective of this community. Again, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Have a happy holiday.
Okay. Anything else on item number four? Well, thank you very much. I'm going to work. Let's go to item number five.
Mr. Chairman, have a happy holiday.
We're not done yet. I agree with you, but the holiday is not here. Yeah, the holiday is here, but
it's a holiday season, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure that we're keeping it festive and
warm. Ring those bells, no Milwaukee. I don't know.